All right. Hello, I'm Ty. And we're here for Bio 181. I need, since there's a wait list, I need to know who's on the wait list. Just one? Was there a two? So everyone else is officially registered? Okay. So at the moment, you're in. It depends on whether someone shows up. But I'll talk about that in a minute. Since this is the first meeting, I want to give you the introductory song and dance. You can still sit here. Obviously, there seems to be a problem with the ratio of chairs to tables. So I'm going to have to bitch about that. We need another table in here because you should space out as much as possible during the pandemic. And you need to have a mask on, too. And there's some up here if you need one, but definitely you need to have one on the whole time you're in here. I want to talk about how the course works and about how much of a bitch it can be to get through this course. But I don't want you to think that you can't enjoy this course. It's definitely enjoyable if you are a biology major, which is what this is for. This is a course for biology majors. There's different people who require it, but you should make sure that this is the course that really is a fit for you, majors-wise. And I can't really tell you about whether that's correct or not. That's what advisors are for. Anyway, I'll start out by saying that there are three different websites that you need to keep track of. If you didn't already figure that out from poking around already, I noticed that some of you have already gotten some things done, even before the meeting, which is cool. Can everyone hear me, by the way, through this mask? Well enough? Okay, good. When I once I start actually lecturing on biology, I usually ask questions throughout to try to interject some interplay. When you answer a hell of a lot louder than you think you would want to. I actually am used to speaking loudly as an instructor, but most people aren't. So don't talk in your normal voice when you reply. Reply so that everyone can hear you, including me. Anyway, three different websites. One of which, of course, is Canvas, which you're probably used to in other courses, although I have set up my Canvas completely differently from what you're probably used to for various reasons, including that I hate Canvas. But I have to use Canvas because I have to have a secure place where I can give you your grades and not break the law. And that's one of the major reasons why you'll go to Canvas to check your grades, but you'll also be submitting some things through Canvas, which we'll talk about in a minute. You won't necessarily be spending most of your time on Canvas, though, as far as the websites are concerned. You'll spend a fair amount of time on this one probably as well, which I call the Hoffman site. Totally different server. So this could be up while Canvas is down, which is why you should bookmark all three websites individually in case something happens to one. Don't always go through Canvas, not only because it's a pain in the ass. Just go directly to the Hoffman site, but that way if something happens to one, you can get to the other sites. But this Hoffman site is a place you'll go to fairly often for various reasons, but including to review lectures and slideshows that are on here. And then there is the Connect website, which I can't remember now whether anyone has already registered for Connect. Has anyone ever has already registered? You have, so there's one at least. It's a pretty painless process, isn't it? Okay, good. Yeah, McGraw-Hill is so much better than Pearson. It was a headache doing mastering. Anyway, Connect is much better, I think. And should be a seamless process, but you should take care of that no later than tomorrow. Now, I'm not going to throw you out of the class or if you don't do that, but I want you to register for Connect, which doesn't cost you any money. You've already paid for the access by being in this class. But even if you're not going to work on the first assignment, I just want you to get the registration out of the way in case there's any problems that we need to deal with. So it shouldn't take more than a couple minutes to do that. I should also tell you, just give you some formal homework for tonight, no later than midnight tonight. You should go to at least these two sites. Connect, you can wait until tomorrow if you have to. But you should go to the Hoffman site, and you should go to the Canvas. And in each of those, you should click on every one of the links that are in the left menu of each. The Canvas also has a left menu. And you might have already done this, but definitely do this for each of these links no later than tonight. And that's, for one thing, it's to make sure that all the links work for you. That's simple enough reason. But mainly, I just want you to realize what's on each page, because not every page is going to help you the same amount. I want you to know what's there that can help you, because this course requires help. And I want you to remember where it is. This first week is going to be the least busy of the entire term. You know, if you have other courses, those are going to get busy, but this, even if you only have this course, it's going to get busy in here soon. And so I want you to already know where things are, how to get to them, and what they are, so you can assess whether they'll be really helpful for you. All right, do that for every one of these links. Now, this is also where the announcements are, but you can get to this, you can get to the announcements indirectly through Canvas, and if you haven't already noticed that. This is just a much faster loading and easier interface. Let me switch to the syllabus, which I'm not going to read to you in its entirety, but I do expect you to read the whole thing if you haven't already. All right, so this is your section, correct? Yes. Okay. On the first day, most people care about grades and scores and things like that, so I'll scroll down a little bit, but read the stuff I'm skipping. The supporting materials, by the way, I already talked about Connect. That's a requirement. You can't really pass without doing the Connect stuff, but like I said, you already paid for it, so that's not an extra expenditure. You will, though, have to spend however much they ream you for a laboratory manual at the bookstore, but the bookstore is currently out. It's the only place you can get it because it's for this campus. And so I'm going to have to give you for the first week, which is what we do today, and also for preparation for next week's lab, either hard copy printouts or a PDF version on my website until the bookstore gets replenished. Once they have it, though, you'll be required to have your own manual. And I can't remember how much it is. It's maybe like $40 or something. I don't know. But it's a requirement. So that's the only additional expenditure. Before we get to the scoring, notice in glaring red we have a section for the rules consent form. And I think a couple of you have already done this. This is another important reason for doing the homework I just assigned you, which was to click on everything. One of those links is the rules consent form link. You won't get any points until you do that. So make sure you do that today. By midnight tonight. And don't just click on submit like we do for so many things that pop up on a computer screen. Take some time to read the rules consent form. It can make a difference to your grade. But let's talk about the scoring. And we see in rows the different categories of assessments that we have, most of which, I shouldn't say that actually. These are the different categories of things that you're going to get points for. Notice, though, that I have two columns, with attendance and without attendance. And that's because I record every time that I address the class, including right now I'm recording. And I'll switch to a new recording when I start talking about biology in a little bit. Every lecture will be recorded. And I also already have lectures online that you'll use as synchronized slideshows. So you might be thinking, for instance, well, if everything is recorded, and even though I didn't tell you this, you're not getting any points for handing things in during lecture, then you might be thinking, well, I can just recreate this whole experience at home and not bother to come to campus for the lectures. And I actually think that's a good argument. Demanding as the course is, about half of the students each class don't make it through the first time. It's still true that some students can do so well that they don't actually even have to be here. And if you can make that argument by demonstrating that you take tests very well and you score highly without actually being in the lecture, then I shouldn't penalize you for not being here, is my rationale. On the other hand, though, even though it's totally free points to give you points for attendance, because it doesn't tell me that you know any biology at all by being here, right? I'm still willing to give you some points for that because I think it's a valuable experience to get the live version in addition to the recordings. So, since there's arguments both ways, every time you hand something in, I compute your new total score two different ways, behind the scenes, before you see it, with attendance and without attendance, and I just automatically give you the higher of those two calculations. But notice that they're the same in terms of categories, except that punctual attendance is included with attendance, and it's, of course, not included without attendance. So, first of all, notice that it's punctual attendance. It's not enough to be here. If you come in a second late, you lose the points for that day. Okay, so I'm going to pass around, and this will be the only time I pass around a sign-in sheet. That's just because it's the first day. So just put your name down legibly and then pass it on. And if you're on the wait list, put in parentheses that you're on the wait list. From now on, though, that the sign-in sheet for the day will be here, and it has to remain up here on my desk. And so early on, you'll get used to this eventually, but you need to somehow train yourself ahead of time to get in the habit from now on of coming in, and before you sit down, before you start getting settled and take things out of your bag, come up, sign in, and then sit down, okay? Because I'm going to start lecturing exactly at 11 or at 1 o'clock every day, and right before I start lecturing, I'm going to take that piece of paper up, and you can't. If you're coming in the door then, that's already too late. And that might seem like I'm being a prick about it, but these are free points you're getting. All you have to do is live up to your obligation of being here. All right, so get here no later than 12:59 each day to give you time to come in and sign in. All right, so the nice thing about that is that if you are here on time every day, you'll not only get points just for that, but since it's an extra category, that means all the other kinds of assignments that are much harder to get points for are worth a little bit less, right? Because they all have to add up to 100%. Whereas if you don't use the attendance points, then everything's more valuable and therefore could hurt you. All right, so hopefully that's straightforward enough. But if there are any questions ever, not just in this intro, but anytime I'm lecturing, never be afraid to just yell and stop me. You don't have to raise your hand or anything. Just tell me you need me to slow down or whatever. Now, the first of these categories is the lecture examinations, which are the beefiest in terms of the point value. They are the most valuable of any of the categories. There are five of them, and they combine to a total of 45% of your final grade. The final grade, by the way, is a combination of lecture and lab. You don't get separate grades for lecture and lab. And just the lecture exams themselves are 45%. Obviously a huge chunk. If you bomb the lecture exams and get 100% on everything else, you're still going to fail. So this is important because the lecture exams are not only the most valuable things, they're also the hardest things to score well on. And I call them lecture exams rather than just exams for a reason. It's not that they are totally different topics from what we're doing in lab. obviously there's overlap in lecture and lab topics. But the reason I call the exams lecture exams is that I promise you that 100% of the material that I use to make my questions comes directly from my recordings. You need to have your mask on your nose. And so all of the answers are actually already in the existing recordings that were made from a previous term, but I also make a new recording, so you'll for each lecture you really have two versions to work with. One that goes along with the slideshow as a synchronized slideshow, and one that I'm making the day of show. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is, you get to this from the Hoffman site. If you click on the lectures and slideshows link, I think it's called, brings you to this, which gives you all kinds of choices. Well, these links already exist because these are recordings from a previous term. I don't lecture identically term to term. I say things differently, but I cover the same topics. And by far the most useful of these are the synchronized slideshows, because when the pandemic hit, I went back to previously recorded lectures and synchronized them with slideshows so that it's a video. And therefore, if you skip ahead, you're in the right place on the lecture compared to the slideshow. Whereas if you use the current recording, which won't be available, obviously, until after I make it that day, you'll have to find where we are in the slideshow to match it up. They both can be useful, though. Listening to both can be useful because I say things slightly different ways each time. Anyway, these synchronized slideshows are my lectures. And 100% of the material from the exams, which are the important things to do well on, are in those lectures. That means you don't think of this as an option. You have to use these as a way of studying, as the way of studying. Now, we'll get back to Connect in a second. That's another batch of points. But often people think that it's a good way to study to go back to Connect questions, for instance, that you've already done. That is not a good way to study. Never prepare for my tests in any way other than studying my lectures and the notes that you take from my lectures. All right? Yes, there's obviously going to be overlap in the topics between my lectures and the questions that are on Connect as well. But don't use Connect to study for lecture exams. Think of that as its own separate batch of points, and it's a much easier batch of points. Thankfully, if the only points I gave were for my lecture exams, then very few people would pass. Okay? And I'll talk more about that in a second, too. Really important point about this, though, is that this is going to take a big chunk of time. This is the time, I think, more than anything else, is the reason why there is about a 50% attrition rate. So there are 12 of you now, and there's likely going to be 6 of you by the end of the term. I don't want to discourage you, but I don't want to lie to you either. And it doesn't have to be true. It's just that it always is true so far. This could be an extraordinary group, though. Hopefully you all make it through it. But you're not going to make it through it unless you can put in the time. And the modern fact is that people are doing 25 hours of things every day. And there's only 24 hours, obviously. So even if you never sleep, you don't have enough time. That's what causes people to withdraw more than anything else. It's not that it's impossible to understand information. It's just that it's a hell of a lot of information. And to get that into your brain to the point where you can recall it on test day without looking at any notes means taking a lot of time to put it into your brain. It takes a lot of time just being here. That's the live version. And that's not nearly enough. You need to repeatedly listen to the recordings, which takes even longer than the live version if you use them correctly. By which I mean pause, write it out well, maybe reverse if you need to hit something again. That's going to take even longer than listening to it live, right? And all of that cuts into your week, and that's not even the only thing. You'll also have to deal with time for Connect and other things as well in the lab. So you need to be prepared to put in some hours throughout the week. This is not a course. I know probably every instructor says this for every course, truly, this is not a course that you can cram for, and especially when it comes to listening to the lectures. It's absurd to think that you can listen to a whole unit's worth of lecture recordings in one night, even if there are enough hours, which I don't know if there are. You wouldn't want to put in that marathon of listening, and you wouldn't get much out of it, right? You have to tackle it a bit at a time each night. But anyway, that's why I call them lecture examinations. They don't really have anything to do with the lab. They're from the material I deliver to you in here. And there are five of them, and the final is simply literally the final. It's the fifth one, but it's not comprehensive. So exam five treats only the material after exam four. They are all equally weighted, as you see here. All about 9% with attendance each. And they all are identically sized. They'll all be exactly 50 questions, all of which will be multiple choice, each of which will be A, B, C, or D. So they're structured the same way. It's just the topics change from unit to unit. By the way, you will need a Scantron for each of these. And embarrassingly, Estrella no longer supplies those like they did until recently. So to save some money, they're making you buy them. It's not that they're expensive, but it's kind of pisses me off. Yeah?
These exams, are they on paper or online?
They're on paper. Okay. We're doing those in here. So five of the days are devoted just to doing those tests, and we don't have lectures after. So if you really know your stuff, or if you're just in a hurry, you can get out here in 20 minutes on test day. Anyway, you need a Scantron for each of those. So I recommend getting six Scantrons at least as early as you can from the bookstore. They are, I'll post a picture on which one kind you get. But they're the green 50-question ones. And I don't know how much they are, but I think they sell packs of six, which is convenient because it's good to have six. There will almost certainly be at least one of you who forgets them on the day of the first exam. I won't have any. So if you forget, be prepared to try to bum them from one of your colleagues in this room. All right. Pre-lab quizzes are going to be done on Canvas. And they're called pre-lab quizzes for a good reason. You have to have those done before we meet for that week's lab. And I don't mean right before. They have an absolute deadline of midnight the previous day, or actually 23:59 the previous day. If you miss that deadline, you'll be out of access, and so you'll get a zero for the pre-lab quiz. And it's a bad thing, because the pre-lab quizzes are maybe the easiest batch of points here. And what you'll find out eventually, if you don't just believe me, having taught this many times, is that points will be precious for most of you. Some of you will be fighting for a C, and some of you won't be able to get that C. It'll become mathematically impossible, which is why people end up withdrawing. Well, one way to prevent that, or to make it less likely, is to not waste a single point. And if for these batches of simpler points, like the Connect and the Pre-Labs, if you forget about a due date, which is inexcusable nowadays because we have so many ways of electronically reminding ourselves, then that's a silly way. It's your own fault for missing those points, right? Don't let that happen, because doing well on the simple batches of points can go a long way toward making up what might be, and probably will be for some of you, disappointing exam scores. The exam scores, by the way, the first exam is usually the easiest in terms of historical performance. It's usually in the mid-60s, low to mid-60%, and then they go down for 2 and 3 because things get a little tougher. And then they usually go up toward the end, but part of that is because by then, the people who were bringing the average down have left the class, and the ones who were surviving are doing better, and they make a higher percentage. Anyway, don't think that I'm just trying to goad you into studying. I'm telling you the truth about all of this. Laboratory quizzes, I'll talk more about when we get downstairs in the lab, but that's a separate batch of points. So those are actually on the day of the laboratory meeting, whereas the pre-lab quizzes are due the night before. Each of them, though, are equally weighted. They add up as batches to 13% each, so together those quizzes are over a quarter of your total score. And then you have three laboratory reports. They're called reports, but they're not full-blown scientific reports. They're really just answering questions that are stipulated in the manual. So we'll talk about those individually when we get to the pertinent points in the semester in the laboratory. But notice that they're not equally weighted. They get more valuable as you go, which is good because usually by the third one you're doing a better job of them than the first one. 2%, 3%, and 4%, though, if you're using attendance points. The Connect homework, there's 12 of those that combine to a tenth of your grade. And then the laboratory practicum, if you've never had a practicum, it's simply an examination in which instead of sitting there writing down answers, you are interacting with stations, doing something or looking at something. And that will, you can kind of put it out of your mind, not entirely, but for a long time, because that is just before finals week. That's the last day of lab. And that will be a test about everything that you've done in lab for the whole term. So I'll talk more about that as time goes on, too. But that's a 5% batch. Or not a batch, it's just a single assignment. And I've already talked about punctual attendance. So any questions on the scoring? Okay. The grade levels are next. And I don't, unlike most instructors, I don't use 90, 80, 70. 86 for an A, 76 for a B, 66 for a C. Don't be fooled by that. The reason it's lower than other instructors is that I give, I think, more detail than most instructors, and my exam scores tend to be lower. So I do that to make up. And in the end, I, as an instructor, give the same number of A's, B's, C's, and D's as anyone else does. And by the way, the 50% dropping, that's not just for me. That's for any instructor. Okay, you can read, I think, the rest of this. Unless there's something that you're thinking of that I didn't cover. Oh, well, let me just say a couple things about these last couple pages, or this last page. You don't have to print any of this out. But if you really want to print, this would be the page to do it, because you can use this actually as a checklist and cross things out as you do them. But tells you everything we're doing in here, in this room, and in the other room, which is downstairs, by the way. It's you enter on the south side of the building through, what is it, 103, I think? Anyway, you'll just follow the crowd. You'll get to the lab after we're done here. Anything I haven't covered, though, that you're curious about? Yeah. Yeah, any way you want to do that is fine with me. Yeah, I don't care about devices unless you're sitting there playing a game. It's in fact, if you can type fast enough to actually be faster that way, it's great. Anything else? Okay, let me stop this recording and start a new one.